as we welcome Goddess Destiny Powell. Goddess Destiny Powell, come on up. Oh my goodness, Goddess Destiny Powell, who is the incredible artist who created all of these beautiful works of art. Hey House, please add Destiny Powell to the chat. Let me just show you her work. Yay, there she is in her studio. Hello, Goddess Destiny.
Hi, how are you?
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. I'm so excited. My family has taken all of mine, so I had to order some more, and they're coming today.
I love that. I didn't even get mine because they sent it to the wrong address. I have two decks, so hopefully the rest will come. I'm so glad to be here with you. So allow me to introduce her. So this queen that you see before you, Instagram, y'all don't see her. You got to come on over Instagram. Come to Hay House's Facebook, okay? So you can see her, okay? So this beautiful queen who is here with me is Destiny Powell. She is the phenomenal artist who I have now had the blessing of working with on 3 decks. So y'all know about 2 of them, but this is the next. We already, you know, she's on to the next one. So this is the African Goddess Rising Oracle deck, which is the first one she did. And then this is what we are celebrating today, Secrets of the Ancestors. Welcome, Goddess Destiny.
Hi, everyone. Thank you guys so much for all the support.
Yay. Okay, so tell people about you. You are in your studio, about you and your art and who you are. Who you be, girl?
Okay, so I'm Destiny Powell. I'm a visual artist and illustrator. Small business owner, because I made my business and my art into a business. I create goddess-centered artwork, ancestral artwork. I'm exploring the combination of my African and Southern American roots right now and kind of blending those traditions together. So my work is like really Afrocentric right now. And I love making work inspired by goddesses, and the divine feminine is a big part of my work and how I like to, unveil my divine feminine to myself, like how I work on it, is through my work. So that's kind of what I do. I'm a mother, I have 3 boys, and I'm a wife, and I live in Tennessee. I'm Southern, so.
Yes. Say it again. I stepped on your last word. Sorry about that.
I said, that's who I am.
That's who she is. And I want to just share with people, I think that, you know, there could not have been another person. Like, we were made to do this together. We were just made to do this together. And I feel like the combination of you and your investment in your ancestral history, your deep American Southern Black roots, you know, and my ancestral roots, you know, through the Caribbean, and our connection together is so powerful, so ordained, so aligned as, you know, global healing energy through these cards. It really is. Please share with people, because I've told this story before, I think when last time we were launching and you came on, how we connected first. I want to hear it through your voice and your lens.
A bunch of emails and DMs, and I wasn't sure if it was real, because you know how the internet is sometimes.
She thought I was spamming her, y'all. I contacted her. She's like, no, this is a spammer.
But I think when I saw that you had messaged me on LinkedIn, and I got like 4 emails to like every email that I have. Serious. So let me respond. And I also don't check social media or like my email a lot. I'm a life person. Like, I have to be really present. So I have to set days to go on there. So it was taking me a long time to respond. So I'm sure that's probably why you were like, what's going on? I thought you were spamming me. So that's why.
Well, I was spamming you, but in a positive way.
You were. It's been such a beautiful journey for me to work on these and learn so much about our history and our ancestry and myself, like working on this. So yeah, I'm grateful that we connected.
I am too. Okay, so y'all, so here's my version, the other half of that story of me being a spammer. Goddess Destiny. So Goddess Destiny, as you see, has Southern Belle energy. She's like, I check my messages on a certain day. And, you know, it is beautiful, like divine feminine personified. I come from New York City energy. Like I said, we have like, we're the perfect combination together to birth this. I have New York City energy and divine feminine. You know, we teach what we most need to learn. Divine feminine energy is something that I have a constant practice because I grew up in what's called Hustle City. We call New York Hustle City. You know, when I was growing up, if you had a problem, people were like, oh, you got to put an H on your back and handle it. That was the saying. And it's like, you know, people say, oh, you'll rest till you die when you die and all kinds of other horrible hustle related things. So for me, okay. Like I grew up not hearing like, okay, you never take a no from a person not ordained to give you a yes in the first place and all of that. Like you don't stop until you get in touch with who you need to get in touch with. Yeah. So it was that energy, Goddess Destiny, plus Hay House, I love y'all, but I had Hay House breathing down my back saying, because I had been trying to select an artist for a long time and all due love and respect to who they were providing me with. They're like, work with this person. And I was like, and my ancestors were like, and we were like, you know, all love and respect to those wonderful people and wonderful artists. They were beautiful artists that they were sending my way. It was just not in alignment with my heart, with my soul. My ancestors were saying that wasn't it. And then I happened upon Goddess Destiny through a referral of a referral, and I saw her work and I was like, oh my gosh, this is it. And I showed you your work to my editor, and your work is so different now. It's evolved so much. We'll talk about that in a second. but I showed her work to my editor, beautiful Goddess Melody. Thank you, Goddess Melody, for believing me. Thank you, Goddess Patty, for believing me. Thank you, Reed, Tracy, for believing in me. I showed the work and they were like, oh, she's great, you know, if you could get her by tomorrow, because we've been doing this for a few weeks and we tired of fooling with you, Abiola, and this is where we need to move ahead. And I was like, what? And they're like, it was like something like, you know, within 24 hours or 48 hours or something, you need to get her, or you're working with, you know, I'm just going to make up a name, Betty, I don't know, whatever the person's name was. And I was like, well, I don't want to work with Betty. So I'm like, okay, let me get Goddess Destiny. Meanwhile, Goddess Destiny, she's doing her Southern Belle thing. She's painting. She's making pie. She's tending to her boys. It's not her day to check messages. And I'm like, okay, I am going to find her right now if it's the last thing today that I do. So I Googled her. Now, I this is me using my powers for good. I used to be the person who my friends, if they needed a partner stalked, a boyfriend stalked, I was the person that could do that. So I know how to find folks. So I did, you know, I do reverse phone, look up the whole thing. So yeah. I'm like, okay, she's in Tennessee. All right. You know, she's the same time zone. Let me locate her. I found her LinkedIn. Found her phone number through her LinkedIn. Like she said, found every email address she's ever had for the past decade. Somehow found her phone number and was sending her messages. And like she said, she was not responding. Goddess Gretchen says she's from the Bronx and can relate. What up, Bronx? I see you. Yes. Yes. Right. So I'm like, okay, so she's not responding until finally I'm like, I am trying to give you money.
Yeah. Sis, like I'm trying to give job. And I was like, okay.
And it all worked out. Goddess Samantha says that's something I would do. So Goddess Samantha, which would you do? Would you be the stalker, or would you be the graceful Southern Belle that Goddess Destiny is? Which one of us? Yes, Goddess Kina, the New York City energy can absolutely come off as aggressive. We are working on it over here. Goddess Samantha, I feel you, sis.
A lot of emails, like, you know, trying to speak. So I'm just like, oh, it's not real. But when I saw the LinkedIn, the Instagram, the Facebook, all the emails, I'm like, oh, this is real. Let me.
Yep. I was on her Facebook, on her Instagram, DMing her everywhere. And I was like, okay, let me give her some other people's names so she sees it's legit. I was like, you don't have to even contact me back. Here's my editor. Contact this person. Like, this is a legit person with a company, so it's not just a girl in her house, you know, like.
I wasn't sure, so.
I understand. So, okay, so do you happen to have your deck nearby? If you don't, it's okay, because I didn't tell you to bring it to the call.
No, I don't have mine, because
you gave them away.
But It should be here within the hours.
Okay, mine too. I'm waiting for the doorbell to ring. But okay, I wanted you to pull a card for the audience. So let's pull a card. So you're going to just tell me when to stop then, okay? Okay. All right, so we're going to just shuffle and you just tell me when to stop.
Stop.
Okay, all right. So I have two halves in my hand. So I'm going to pull a card from each one. And I love the beauty of this deck. So let's find out together who we have pulled. Oh, it makes sense. Oh my gosh, this is so you. This makes sense. High Priestess, intuition and knowingness.
Yeah.
I wanted to call this card, initially it says she be knowing, but then I was persuaded to change it. And the Mother of Water, emotional self-care. Yeah. Emotional self-care. So I'm going to read from the guidebook in a second about this, but I first want Goddess Destiny to talk about how her art has grown and developed and shifted from the first deck, which her work is already phenomenal, to this deck, and to even the deck that you have not yet even seen, the one to come. So please share with us about that and maybe a little bit about your process.
Okay, well, I'm experimenting with a lot of mediums. I am traditionally trained as an artist, so I like to play with different mediums. So starting out, I think the first deck was more commercial, and I used like more of an airbrush technique, very clear and tried like perfected method. And then I wanted to try to get away from that with the second deck and make it more like handmade, more original art, like you feel like you have a piece of original art in. So we went with the pastel feel, and I'm still experimenting with pastels. I just feel like it has such an ancient quality. It's one of the mediums that have just kind of kept going through time and just keeps coming back.
Yes.
So I definitely want to use it for the ancestral deck. And then I'll just say the current deck is a little different. I'm going back to like my favorite thing to use, which is kind of like a watercolor,
yes,
oil paint mixture.
Yes.
So I'm just experimenting with different things that have just kind of ignited me throughout my process of being an artist. I just like to play with different mediums, but I feel like the work has more of a story. I like to go from the medium to what is this theme, and then what colors are we going to use to evoke this emotion. So a lot more emotion in the work, a lot of research goes into the work now. And yeah, I just like to practice. I like to get better, and the work just, it tells me what it needs. So a dream, somebody says a phrase and I think of something, and like I see an image and I'm like, oh, that's what I'm going to go with. So it's just kind of, it's very intuitive. I guess I've learned to trust my intuition more.
Yes. Yes. I think that absolutely shows. I think that shows in your work and your process. And it for me is a reminder of why exactly it had to be you, that I wasn't just looking for an artist. So it's really beautiful, you know, that when you get all of my random notes and pictures and cuts and pastes and spreadsheets and the whole thing, and you know, that you then take that and bring that into your intuition and into your consciousness and elevate it. Now, with all of the things that I throw at you, all of the pictures and the images and the words and the messages and the links and the research and all of that, was there ever a point where you look and be like, oh my God, like this is too much? Like, what is she asking for? Or is it ever like, you know?
No, because I don't know. I'm a very, again, it could be the Southern thing, but we take things slow. So mm-hmm. when I see you have a bunch of notes on something, I'm like, okay, well, something I did here wasn't quite aligned. So I go back and read the notes. And then with the images I get from the notes, I may jot those down and then research something specific you may have said in the notes that like sparked some kind of interest. I'll yeah. take a walk. I'll get a pretty clear vision of what I need it to look like from the walk. I'll just kind of set it in the back of my mind and, you know, think on it as I'm walking. And yeah, it's not, I just take it one step at a time. I'm a very slow moving person. So
yes, no, that's beautiful.
I about it. I see what sits right, and I'm like, okay, I think she would like this better. I think this is much more what she was going for. And I'll sketch it out, send it to you, and usually you're like, yeah, that's it. That's perfect. So I just sit on it. I think about it. I let it tell me what I need to do. I notice if I miss something. So I don't, it doesn't ever feel overwhelming. I just slow down and think about it.
So, okay, that's good to know. That's good to know. It reminds me that one of the things, and I shared this with you, that, you know, in Hay House, I love you dearly, but one of the things that Hay House said in the beginning was that they were kind of like, you know, don't get your hopes up when they saw like all of my different things. They were like, you know, like, they're like, eh, like, Abiola, like, slow your roll. Like, people don't do all of it. Like, you basically were like, you're doing too much. Like, you just tell them, look, this is what it is. And people, but that's not who you are. That's not who I am. And so
I love it. I absolutely love it. It's such a challenge. And the one thing I love to do is challenge myself. So it makes me better in every aspect. So I learned something new, definitely with doing the research. You actually taught me how to create spreadsheets.
For
my pieces. So
like
showing exhibition proposals, they're like, oh, you have this all down to a science. Like, you know, just the illustration part has taught me how to get my thoughts in order. And I like that. So it's a challenge. I love it. So definitely. And I want it to be you too. I know I'm making the work, but it's your vision. Yeah. And I want to stay true to the vision as much as possible. Like, this has to feel like you as much as me. So definitely, I want you to be happy. Tell me whatever you need and I'm gonna go for it. So
oh, that's beautiful. Well, you know, a graphic novel is up next.
There's, well, let's
a graphic
go.
Novel that's here, that's been here for, it's been here in my heart and here in my soul for 10 years, and so this is the time. When I looked at one of your recent pieces, that, you know, like when I told you, I was like, oh my goodness, like these need to be hanging in, not never mind my house, the Louvre. Like, this is like amazing. I'm like, okay, graphic novel time.
I love it. They will 1000% love it. They tell everybody about the decks at school, and they're like, can I take one to school? And I'm like, well, let me take controversial cards.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. I don't want them to get in trouble in school.
No, I take out the controversial cards. Okay. And they want to do like a story time, like a show and tell, things like that. They tell people that I color for a living.
Oh, I love that. That's beautiful.
So what's your mom's job? She colors. And they're like, well, we just show you. We can't explain it. So they'll bring like that I may have done, or like a print, and show them like, this is what she does. So.
That's so cool, because with this deck, with the 8 mother and father cards, like, they can just take those, like, you can give them,
you
know, and then that's something that in school, like, that, you know, people will be able to relate to, like, Are there any of your pieces that, I don't want to disrupt your space, but I would love people to just see your art and support you in general. So I would love if you could show one of your other pieces and tell how people can purchase your work and, you know, be able to support you on a deeper level.
Okay. Well, there's one behind me that's not quite yet, but I'll see if I can get you closer. This is her, and she's kind of about healing your inner child. Just kind of like the storm of that you feel when you're doing the inner work.
Oh, she's beautiful.
There's like a little baby on the inside and in her heart. I can get closer, but
come on.
Oh, there we go.
Wow.
And then I just did one in collaboration with Michaels for Black History Month.
Yes, come on, Michaels. Wait, don't just drop that on us like that. Let's take that back again. Let's have that be a full sentence. Wait. We need some. Okay. All right. Yes. What was that? In collaboration with whom?
With Michaels, the fine art store. And I created a piece in celebration of Black History Month, and it celebrates Black artists.
Oh, this is beautiful. This is beautiful. And so are we going to, will Michaels have prints? How can we support you through Michaels?
I just released prints on my website, but Michaels will have some coming up next week on their Michaels page. Like, they have like a store for artists now. So they'll have some limited edition frame prints that are custom framed at the store. But that's the original piece, and it's very colorful, but it was a celebration of Black artistry. So I wanted to like celebrate the different aspects of art. So we have a sculptor, a seamstress, and some painters in there. And so I thought
Let's
it
see that again, please. Let's see. Bring that back. Bring it back. Come rewind. Let's see. This is beautiful. Congratulations, Goddess Destiny.
Thank
Oh my goodness. Oh, your work is so powerful. It's so powerful.
Yes.
Wow. Wow. And someone said, beautiful brown queen said, when I get my coins up, I will be an owner of her work. And Goddess Damali says, yes, Michaels, go Destiny, congratulations. Goddess Kina says, such phenomenal talent. Goddess Tanisha says, come on, household brand. Yes. Congratulations. And Goddess Latanda wants to know, how do we order directly from you? So what's the process? So the piece that you showed us, this beautiful, magnificent, the woman with the baby, will that be prints, or are you selling the actual piece itself? Or share with us what the process is and how directly we what we can purchase and how it goes.
Well, she'll be finished shortly. I don't know how long. I don't know
Okay.
how long. But once I finish a piece, I have it professionally scanned, and then I upload limited edition prints onto my website, which is poeticallyillustrated.net. You can also Google Destiny Powell, and it'll pop up my
Or they can look at the card deck. They can look at
right.
their card deck and find the information is in there.
And then I'm poetically illustrated on all social media platforms, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I'm everywhere. And yeah, so limited edition prints will be, I only do limited editions now, and that's just because the originals go so fast, but the original will be available.
Yes.
I usually send out emails. If you are part of my email list, that's considered my collector's list. So I send it out to the email list first. And you guys see it before it's alive for everyone else to collect. And if the email list doesn't buy it, then you'll see it, but usually it's gone within the hour. So I have to do limited edition prints just to protect the investment of the collector because
Yes.
they're paying a nice amount of money for it. So I want
That's
to make sure they get their
Are you
value.
comfortable? Sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
I just want to make sure their value keeps going up as I keep,
Yes.
working. So.
Yes, absolutely. Are you comfortable with sharing what the going rate would be for this piece if someone's interested, or you don't have to?
Oh, I don't mind. The one right behind me will be 1,500. The Michaels piece actually sold to a collector the day I shared it, and I sold that one for 3,000. And
Beautiful.
going to be custom framed and shipped to them. So I'm excited about that. It's going to Miami. So
And do you do commissions?
not currently because I'm working with you right now, and that's
Yes.
my energy is going, but I did do a painting. I do work with the Predators. I've done a couple paintings for the hockey team here, the Predators, as a commission. I work with the Titans and do things for their players if they're celebrating like 100 games or something like that.
I love that.
And I do custom commissions for family members, for friends, for people who find me online. It's just in my off time. So
Yay.
all of towards our new project. And then I'm going to take the summer off, but in the fall, around August, September, I'll probably take a couple, maybe two or three.
Okay. So you'll open the door. So you'll say to the list, commissions are now open.
Yes.
And then
And
they gotta get in on it because the window closes quickly.
I only open five spots, guys. I'm sorry. It takes a lot of time to put a lot of love and a lot of research into the pieces that I do, and I want to make sure you enjoy it. So it's a lot of back and forth to make sure it's a good amount of work. So I only open five spots so I have enough time to give everybody the right attention.
Beautiful. And how much are the commissions? Again, if you feel comfortable to
Oh,
share.
I'm absolutely fine with that. Minimum 1,000 just because it takes a certain amount of time, and that would be, I don't have a size here. Well, it's a 24 by 24 would be 1,000, and then I only go up to maybe 3,500 for commissions because I don't want to do anything too giant in 2 months. It'll take too long, so.
Okay, so I would like to reserve one of the commission spaces for when it opens up again,
Yes.
okay? For a piece for me of me and my daughter.
Oh, yay. Yes, of course.
Okay, yay. Okay, yay. So, Goddess Destiny, my mom says, congratulations, Goddess Destiny. We're right behind you. We support your beautiful work. Yay. And thank you for everyone for coming to hang with us today. Check out Destiny Powell, as she said, at Poetically Illustrated, right?
Yes.
Throughout social media, right?
Yes. And poeticallyillustrated.net for my website.
And poeticallyillustrated.net for her website. So join me back here tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And this is the deck that we're celebrating. So tomorrow, most of you should have your decks. And so then we can be able to play together on a deeper level, Secrets of the Ancestors Oracle. And as I said, please, 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 if you can, leave an honest review on Amazon. Yay, Goddess Alba has already gone to your website and says the website is awesome. Yay! And she put your website in the comments. Thank you everyone for joining us. Thank you, Goddess Destiny, for being my partner on this journey. I love and adore and appreciate you and your God-given talent so much, my beautiful goddess sister. And thank you everyone for coming to hang with us. And congratulations, y'all, because y'all created this deck. You birthed it. So congratulations to all of you, and I will see you here tomorrow.
Yay.
Bye. Yay. We did it, y'all.